More details have been released by USDA on the crop estimate for the month of September. The interviews were made by farmers on September the 1st, prior to the time that Hurricane Irma had hit the area. But they're saying based on conditions as of September the 1st, the average yield on peanuts was bumped up to 4,254 pounds per acre. That is up 64 pounds per acre from August and 579 pounds per acre from last year. The average U.S. yield will be the highest on record if realized. The largest yield in peanuts increases from last year are expected in Georgia and in Texas, and record high yields are forecast for Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and South Carolina. If realized, production in Georgia and South Carolina will be the highest on record. As of September the 3rd, 80% of the total peanut acreage was rated good to excellent, compared to 64% last year. On corn, more details were released. The average yield will be about 169.9 bushels per acre. That is down 4.7 bushels from last year and down 6% in production from last year. This is the third highest average yield in U.S. history. On the soybeans, they're showing 4.43 billion bushels. That is up 3%. Yields are expected to average 49.9 bushels per acre, and that is down 2.2 bushels per acre. The cotton was a big surprise, up 6% from August and up 27% from last year to 21.8 million 480-pound bales. That's 908 pounds per harvested acre, up 41 pounds from last year, and that would be a new U.S. record. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.